Mini episode 1710 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1710 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of the drama Goliath on Amazon. Here's our top five notes of interest about this program. Number five, Goliath is the story of an unlikely duo that comes together to battle against much bigger legal entities across four seasons. Superstar lawyer Billy McBride, played by Billy Bob Thornton, is plagued by a drinking problem, down on his luck since being shattered by winning the freedom of a man who would go on to slaughter an entire family. He is approached by DUI lawyer and real estate agent Patty Solis Papagian, a glamorous and hilariously intense presence. After some difficulty, she succeeds in interesting Billy in a big case against his powerhouse former employer, where his ex-wife remains a partner. With the help of two talented assistants, steady Marva and exotic-slash-troubled Brittany, this partnership confronts the Goliaths of the legal and corporate worlds, all as Billy battles various psychological and health issues and struggles to be a good father to his teenage daughter, Denise. Number four, speaking of those Goliaths, the first and most prominent one is Cooperman McBride, led by Billy's former partner, who is now a bitter and jealous enemy, Donald Cooperman. Subsequent Goliaths include a Mexican drug cartel, a web of corrupt LA politicians, a web of corrupt California ranchers illegally hoarding water during a drought, and a gigantic pharmaceutical company. Number three. The series does have a slightly different feel past season one when it no longer bore the direct fingerprints of creator David E. Kelley. For that matter, the character of Billy is even more wobbly, prone to disturbing scenarios and visions after an extremely dangerous, disillusioning, and consequential road trip late in season two. Number two, the cast is tremendous, with Thornton bouncing off of several other great talents, starting with two huge nemeses, William Hurt playing his former partner, and J.K. Simmons as the Pharma Big Bad. Nina Arianda as Thornton's formidable co-counsel is a treat also. Other standouts include, but are not limited to, Tania Raymond, Mark Duplass, Dennis Quaid, Beau Bridges, Jenna Malone, James Wolk, Paul Ben Victor, Sherilyn Fenn, Ileana Douglas, and Monica Potter. Number one, the material melds with the actors to create a franchise that looks and feels different from any other legally based drama. The twists and turns are, for the most part, unpredictable and satisfying. Again, the show is pretty trippy once you get to the two-thirds point of season two, and you're likely to enjoy it either more or less past that point. Still, it's an interesting and different watch that should reward you for your patience as it unfolds. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.